A 10-year-old transgender girl's lawsuit to allow her to keep playing softball at an Indianapolis school district has won a preliminary injunction from a federal court. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports the scope of the injunction issued Tuesday is up for debate.
The decision was based on two fairly recent rulings, which extended the prohibition of discrimination on the basis of sex to transgender and queer identities. In her opinion, federal judge Jane Magnus Stinson wrote, "Using that definition to comply with Indiana's transgender girls' school sports ban, Indianapolis public schools would be required to break federal law by discriminating against transgender girls." ACLU of Indiana legal director Ken Falk says other school districts should take notice.
So any school system in Indiana now that has transgender girl athletes wanting to play girl sports is going to have to look at this and recognize that what this court has indicated is that is illegal under Title IX.
In a tweet, Attorney General Todd Rokita said the preliminary injunction only applies to this particular student's case, and his office would continue to defend this law. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.